from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There you go. And then Hooker, I'm encouraged. And that's the thing about it is, hey, he might not be ready yet for prime time, but you can see the skill set. He made some of the throws that you want your quarterback to be able to make. Obviously, he was very effective on the ground as well. But, you know, I mean, you also can kind of understand the, hey, there's still development to be done, and that's okay. That's okay. But I'm hoping. And thinking that maybe, just maybe, MJM, this is the Packer quarterback incubator plan. We could be playing it out here in Detroit the way they've done it, and with some success the last couple of regimes, quarterback eras there. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Chris. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Doing great.
So it sounds good to me in theory, and like you said, I was encouraged too, but I think the timeline's just tough for us in this situation. If you take Jordan Love, your example there, he sat on behind Rodgers for a few years, and then they moved on from Rodgers, and Love was ready, and that's great. But even if you look at those two, just Love and Hooker, Jordan Love is still younger than Hendon Hooker.
Yep.
Even after all that.
Yep.
So I think by the time, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I kind of brought it up, and I completely agree with you. It's the one thing that's a little bit unfortunate about this is just Hendon Hooker's age, but, you know, yeah. He's under contract, and I kind of want to see the guy, you know, really, really step up, where at the very worst, if he steps up and he's great, but Goff is still winning and they're competing for Super Bowls and they're comfortable with Jared Goff, they may run into a salary situation with it. I'm not trying to push Jared Goff out the door, don't get me wrong, but
sure.
it could be, okay, then they trade Hendon Hooker and they get something of value for him.
That's what I thought. Yeah, if he could become, like, maybe he becomes a really good backup, and that would be great right there, because they need that. But yeah, maybe you have like a Garoppolo situation where you're like, hey, we can get a good asset for this guy. He's developed into a good quarterback, but you know what? Goff is still our guy. Maybe they can get like a second round pick for him or something, or a first round pick if he develops into a good quarterback. But yeah, I think having him just be the in the incubator might not work out just because of the age.
It might not, and it's certainly something. I mean, it feels like it's this close to being a perfect plan, but that's the biggest that's the biggest thing that kind of could be an issue. You're exactly right. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, Gators out today. Let's get to our Champ and Chump nominations. Who should be singled out for having a great weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? My champ of the weekend is Lions fans. And it's because you guys sold out everything. Word got out during the game Saturday that the standing room seats sold out for the preseason. You know, I made the comment long time ago, most anticipated Lions or Detroit professional season. And that's the kind of stuff that makes me feel like absolutely that's exactly what it is. And selling out the standing room only seats for the final preseason game to me is just simply wild. So congratulations. And yep, Lions fans are my by Champ of the Weekend. Kang?
Yeah, you think Lions fans are ready for the season, Doug?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
My God, man, that's crazy. You know, this is a strange but true stat according to Ari Myrov, who I would give credit for this.
Mm-hmm.
My Champ of the Weekend, Doug, is quarterback Trey Lance. The stat he came up with or found is, and did easy research, just look it up, but he led the NFL, all NFL players, in passing yards and rushing yards this 2024 preseason. That's right. He had 664 passing yards, Doug, and 168 rushing yards to lead all NFL players in the preseason. My champ of the weekend, Trey Lance.
All right.
Still fighting for a job.
Let's go. And your guy. My champ of the weekend is Florida State. I don't know if you've ever seen an example of a team and open a game and think, oh, we got this. They went right down the field, didn't face a third down that entire opening drive against Georgia Tech. Then they get down there and they go for two and they make it. They're up 8-0. And then they kind of do diddly squat after that and lose, get upset by Georgia Tech in the opener in that game in Ireland to open up the season. Florida State, my chump of the weekend. Kang?
Yeah, my chump of the weekend is Trey Lance, dog. Oh, my God, man. He's playing this much in the preseason, fighting for a roster spot. This past weekend, he had to play the entire game, I think it was, five interceptions. Five interceptions in a preseason game. I mean, to even get the opportunity to do that, he threw five picks. He had a nice run in the game as well. But, yeah, Trey Lance, my chump of the weekend, he, like I said, fighting for a roster spot. The guy that I thought, hey, take a big swing on this guy if you're the Niners, which they did, by the way. And they swung and they missed. But they also, they were lucky and had Brock Purdy.
So I'm glad that we brought this up because we are somewhat in awe of what he did in the final Cowboys preseason game.
You didn't believe it when
I
told
didn't.
You.
And in fact, I looked it up, wrote it all down and said, we got to talk about this. And about 30 minutes later, I went, I'm going to check another website and make sure these stats are correct. Trey Lance had a touchdown pass and threw for 323 yards in the Cowboys' final preseason game against the Chargers. He had a 47-yard touchdown run. He had 90 yards on the ground. He accounted for 413 yards, all while throwing five, that's right, five interceptions. One of my favorite stats from that game is that Cowboy wide receiver Cam Johnson had two tackles. Two.
They're on offense.
Right. I mean, this is to me, one of the funniest things I've ever seen because it's like preseason. And so, you know, the Cowboys are like, hey, let's just play him the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like they were going to pull him. Yeah, send him back out there. He threw five interceptions and accounted for over 400 yards of offense. Fascinating. And the funny thing is, as the weekend goes on and I'm on social media and stuff, I'll send myself, like email myself posts and things. And there was this post and it's the middle of the night, and it came from RG3. And I see this, and I'm like, oh, that could be interesting, especially for Kang. This is why you don't give up on Trey Lance. His ability to be a game changer is clearly there. He made these defenders with angles look like they were running in place. It was a link to his 47-yard touchdown run. And he was flying down the field.
Oh, dude, he's a big man that can move.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this will be cool. And we'll talk about this, I'll boost up our guy Kang, and maybe Trey Lance isn't done yet. And then I see he threw five picks.
It seems unreal.
And I'm like, Robert Griffin, this is why you give up on him.
Yeah.
It's because he throws five interceptions.
Did he not remember that you also have to throw the ball as a quarterback?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so, that's an L I'll take all day on Trey Lance. But I just thought that was probably my last chance to champ him. I'll never get it. What a preseason.
Strike while the iron is hot.
He led all players, Doug, and not just passing yards, but rushing yards as well.
That is kind of a wild stat. But there you go. Champ and Chump, get your votes in for Champ and Chump of the weekend. Some have already started to roll in. If you sent a text or a tweet or posted on one of our streaming video sites, we will get to them. Coming up, 248-539-9797.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.